עצמכם. בעזרת השם, we're going to continue learning from the wonderful book of Likutei Moharan. Rabbi Nachman of Breslev, you heard about him. He's the best. So he said in Torah 47, Mem Zayin, in Likutei Moharan, that a person that dedicates his thoughts and his intention, his heart, to Hashem Yitbarach, he is joining himself to Hashem, to the Creator, and he becomes to be a partner, LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Livro Shamayim Va'aretz, to create heaven and earth, that they are in the aspect of truth, Shehem Bivchinat Emet, B'diburav HaKadoshim Shenovim V'yotzim Imenu Gamken, Bivchinat Emet Kanal, in his holy words that are coming out like a water from the spring, come out of him in the aspect of truth. When a person is attaching himself to the truth, he becomes to be the partner of the Creator to create heaven and earth. וזהו שאמרנו למעלה, and that's what we said above before, כי ארץ ישראל היא איילה שלוחה, that the holy land is like a deer that is running, a female deer that runs. והיינו הנותן אמרי שפר, means that when you attach yourself to the Creator, so your power is coming like a deer that runs, like the holy land that supplies bounty and purity and wealth to the wide world. והיינו הנותן אמרי שפר, because of the good words, pleasant speeches that God gives you to speak, to pray. כי הניזון מבחינות ארץ ישראל, because the one that receives his bounty from the holy land, שהיא איילה שלוחה, that it's that female deer that runs, שהיא בחינות אמת, that it is in the aspect of truth, אזי הנותן אמרי שפר, so then he will have those important words, means, כלומר, שנותנת מעצמה ומכוחה אמרי שפר, that it gives you the power to succeed. A person now is saying to me, hey, Rav, I want to go and pray. I tell him, great, what do you want to pray? I need a house. Great, go do 1 hour of prayers on a house. He went and prayed. 20 minutes he was saying, Hashem, we need a house. My wife, she needs a house. Our children, they need a house. After 20 minutes he felt, oh, what am I so stupid to pray for myself? Also, God himself doesn't have a house. And then for 20 minutes he's crying, please, Hashem, help us. Why you destroyed your temple, you yourself don't have a house, build a temple, redeemed us, build a third temple, and he's crying for the Shekhinah, for the sorrow, for the exile, for the house of Hashem. And then after 20 minutes he says to himself, what am I going to do? I'm going to come back home without a house, I need to pray, and he's praying more, please Hashem, if I did something wrong, and he's doing tshuva, help us, and he's praying and praying, 1 hour of prayers. Then he's going to call me, going to tell me, Arav, I did 1 hour prayers on a house and still we don't have a house. I will tell him, you do have a house. You maybe can't feel it yet, but you do have a house. What's your evidence? How can I tell him that he's got a house if he still doesn't see the house? If he still doesn't see the house? The answer is, if God gave you prayers, it's because he wants you to be answered. In the beginning of our prayer of Shmona Esre, we're saying, Hashem, Sfatai Tiftach, Upi Yagid Tehilatecha, please open my lips and my mouth will praise you. The truth is that only Hashem gives you the power of prayer. So if he gave you the power of prayer, it's because that he wants you to be answered. And when you find yourself that you have words, that you can talk, and that you pray, you should know that God is putting those holy words, divine spirit, in your mouth and the desire to talk in your heart, because he wants to appoint you as a messenger to bring redemption for your house and for many other houses. And if you find yourself that you're stuck with no words, I know, I have those broken students from four wings of earth, everyone with a different problem. Rav, I can't talk. Rav, I don't find words. Rav, I cannot speak for more than 5 minutes. Okay, I hear you. So now I'm asking you, if you find yourself that you don't have words, what you should do about that? You know what I would do? What I was doing when I was finding myself in that situation, I would make a very nice, long, long prayer on that. I'll give you an example. Hashem, here I am, standing in the field. I cannot talk to you. What's going on? What's going to be with me? I heard in class that you said that when a person finds himself praying, so it's because that you want him to be redeemed, because you want to answer his prayers. So what? Can it be that you don't want me to pray? Please, Hashem, I also want you to want me to be redeemed. Why you don't let me pray? Please, Hashem, am I not worthy to pray? Please make me worthy. I really want to pray. I really want to be answered. Why you don't want to answer me? Don't you love me, Hashem? You love me. I heard from Rav Dror that you love all of your creation. I heard that you love everyone, that your love is an unconditional love. So can it be that you don't love me? No, for sure you love me, but I don't feel it. How can it be that you love me and I cannot feel it? Please let me feel your love, Hashem. I want to feel loved. My wife, she loves me. My children, they love me. My friends, my parents. I never felt loved. I want to feel loved, Hashem. Can you love me? Can you show me some love, Hashem? Show me some love, Hashem. That's the only way. Words of truth will bring you to the truth. Lies will bring you to darkness. Words of truth will bring you to the light. Lies will bring you to the darkness. Don't lie to yourself. Say the truth. Hashem, I'm afraid. Hashem, I don't know. Hashem, what will happen with me? Hashem, I'm confused. I don't know what to do. I lost my way. I feel so sad and depressed and broken. I feel like you forgot me. You remember that new generation and all of those young Chassid of Breslev, but what's going to be with me? I'm an old lady. I'm 70 years old. What's going to be with me? I'm a 60 years old person. I never been to Uman. What's going to be with me? Everyone got his prayer. Say the truth, and your prayers will be answered. And as long as you hold the truth, you hold very close to the Creator. Because a person that is lying cannot stand in front of Hashem. And Hashem is close to the truth. To everyone that calls him with truth, he is coming. He is revealing himself to you. The Hitbodedut, the individual prayer, is the most powerful tool we received from heaven. Every word is bringing you to the next one. And every word is bringing you closer and closer to the Creator, to the truth. You must say words of truth. The things that you still don't know are the answers to the questions that you haven't asked yet. If you asked, you will be answered. Try that. That's the Hitbodedut. The Hitbodedut will bring you to the truth. I'll give you another example. Hashem Yitbarach, I want to buy a house. Hashem, why you don't let me buy a house? Hashem, are you angry at me? Let's think. Can it be that you will be angry at me? It's true, I'm not keeping all Torah and mitzvot. I'm failing a lot, but I have my reasons. Are you accepting my reasons, Hashem? Is my reasons are logic to you? Or maybe I'm lazy? Am I lazy, Hashem? Do you think that I'm lazy? I don't feel that I'm lazy. I feel that I'm weak. I feel that I'm tired. I feel that I don't find the satisfaction and the joy to keep all Torah and mitzvot. Hashem, can you make me feel more sweetness and passion while keeping Torah and mitzvot? It's kind of dry for me. Many times I don't find the power to drag myself out of bed to open that book. It's so heavy and it's written in Hebrew. It's so hard for me to understand. Is it important that I'm going to learn the Torah in Hebrew? Maybe I can buy books that are translated to English. Is it okay when I'm learning in English? what is the purpose of learning Torah? That I'm going to develop and grow, right? So if I understand the English and it helps me and it's easier for me to learn in that language, so seems to me that it's better that I'm going to learn in English than in Hebrew. But Hebrew is the holy language, but still I cannot understand it. And it makes my learning very hard. And then I'm tired and I'm not enjoying it. And that's why I'm not opening the books anymore. So maybe it was wrong to start trying to work so hard on learning Torah in Hebrew. Maybe I should continue learning Torah in English. Sounds good. You see, that was a wonderful example for Hidbodedut. Look how it brings you to the right conclusions, how it brings you to the right wisdom, right path, to learn with a purpose, to understand one thing from the other, and just to develop and to grow. That is a person that is going in the right direction, in the right way, that is talking to Hashem like he's talking to his best friend. When you confess, confess in front of your best friend. When you praise, praise your best friend on his qualities. When you beg and you ask for help, ask from someone that loves you, from someone that you know that he wants to give it to you. Stop whining and fighting and arguing, and imagine to yourself that you understand so much and that Hashem don't give, and jump to conclusions. Ask Hashem, what is the real reason why I haven't bought my house yet? Why you haven't bought yours? Why you're not married? Why you don't have children? Investigate. Don't be afraid from the answer. And if the answer will be so horrible that you're going to hear it, what you're going to do? I'm going to ask you. Now you're cleaning your house for Pesach. You don't want to find the chametz? What's your purpose? To finish cleaning, or that the house will be clean for Pesach from chametz? If your purpose is that the house will be clean, so even 1 minute before the eve of Pesach, you will be happy to find that cookie hidden behind that shelf, behind that table. Why? Because now you received that gift from heaven to get rid of that chametz before of the holiday of Pesach. But if you just want to get rid of it, so every crumb of chametz that you find is making you upset. If you just want to get rid of the obligation, I mean, I don't want to clean anymore, I want to finish cleaning already. You don't really want your house clean for Pesach. You want to feel that you cleaned because you want to clean your conscience, not to feel bad with yourself that you haven't cleaned for Pesach. But actually, you don't really care. You rather not to find chametz than that the house will be clean for Pesach. That's a person that is lazy and his intention is not pure. So he needs to work on the truth and to say to Hashem Yitbarach, look, I don't know. Don't really care so much about Pesach, Hashem. I just really want to get rid of that obligation. Is there something special in Pesach? Should I really care about chametz in Pesach? What is all of that issue of chametz in Pesach? Why should I care if I have chametz or if I don't? Hashem, can you please guide me? Can you please teach me? Send me a messenger, someone holy, someone righteous that will teach me about the importance of Pesach. If you will say those words with the right intention, your prayers will be answered. You're going to find a fantastic book that have amazing examples, especially on Pesach. You're going to hear a lecture of some crazy rabbi from Jerusalem that he's talking all about how to get rid of the chametz from Pesach, for Pesach, and how to keep Pesach with the right intention. And you will find those messengers that will guide you, that will lead you to the right way, how really to connect yourself to Hashem from inside and not in an external way, silly way. God will give you the words to pray, and then you will have the power to create new heaven, new sky, and holy land. Heaven and earth are also coming from Midat Emet, from the truth. ועליו נאמר, and on that person it been said, ולאמור לציון, עמי אתה, to say to Zion, to the holy land, to the holy people, that are holding themselves close to the holy land of Jerusalem, of Israel, עמי אתה, אל תקרא עמי אלא עמי. On the verse that is saying, tell my people that lives in Zion, you are my nation, the Chachamim, the wise people said, don't say you are my nation, just say you are with me. אל תקרא עמי אלא עמי. Not only that you are my nation, just also that you are close to me, you're with me, partnership. מענה עבדי שמיה וערה במילולה, who am I? I am the one that made heaven and earth with my speech, with my words, אף אתם וכולי, במילולה כנל, in the Zohar HaKadosh, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai saying, also you, with the power of speech, can create new heaven and new earth. כי בדברים האמיתיים, because through those holy words of truth, יוכל לברוא שמיים וארץ. He will be able to create heaven and earth. You know, you're very lucky that you're my students. You are very lucky that you are my students. I have a lot of pity, a lot of sorrow on all of those ones that could not hold on to the truth that is coming out of my mouth, but to all of you righteous ones that are holding on and desiring to hear the truth, oh, you cannot imagine the reward that is waiting for you to receive, not only in the world to come, also in this world. Just hold on and you will see wonders. I promise it to you all. Amen. Thank you.
In this world, in this period of time, we have a mission. What's the mission? The mission is only not to forget the Creator, to remember that it's all He, never to fall in the trap of all of those coverings, of all of those husks.